ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Moshe Chaim Byron. Maseches Menachos is dedicated to Eilui Nishmas Rabbi Chiel Michel ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
Menachos Dav Zayin. The sugya over here is discussing the shitos of the Tanoim, which the Gemara brought at the bottom of Vav Amud Beis. The Tanoim will understand B'das Ben Beseira. The Aush Ben Beseira says in the Mishnah that when a apostle does kmitza, you could put it back, and a kosher could redo the kmitza. That's only in the case where there was not yet a matan kli. Once the apostle put the kaimitz into the kli already, then already it's too late. We cannot put it back and redo the kaimitz. The Gemara at the bottom of Amud Beis says the pshat of these Tanoim is that avodas apostle is considered an avoda. It is considered that the kmitza was done already, and that would be a reason why it cannot be redone. However, loygomer avodosa ad ovelo matan kli, the avoda which was done with this kmitza is not yet completed. The matan kli is a hemshech of avodas kmitza. And therefore, as we explained, even though the din of Ben Basir is learned from a pasuk, from the pasuk which says v'kometz misham, we learn v'mokom shekometz kvar. However, they understand b'das Ben Basir that he explains the pasuk is referring to a case where there was not yet a matan kli, the avodas kmitza was not completed yet. That's where Ben Basir says you could put it back and the kosher could redo the kmitza. Hakapam the sugya over here in Daf Zayin Amud Aleph at the top is asking a kasha, and that is the same way these tanoim say b'das Ben Basir that if you do a matan kli, then anyway, it will be too late. You cannot redo the kmitza. So too, if the matan kli was not yet done, where we say that the din is that you should put the kmitza back into the mincha and redo it, when you put it back into the mincha, the original kli, where the shirayim are right now, that also should be mekadesh the kmitz. That itself should be considered a matan kli, and you should not be able to redo the kmitza. This is the Gemara's kasha. The Lashon of Rashi over here is, mali kli charis zeh, mali kli charis acher. Both of them are kli charis, both of them have the ability to be mekadesh the kmitz. What difference does it make if it's a second kli or if it's back into the first kli? Tosfos adds further that even though the shirayim are in the kli, we don't say that the shirayim is mafsik between the kaimitz and the bottom of the kli, because bim b'mina ein echaitzitz, the kaimitz and the shirayim are the same min, it's not considered that there's a chatzitza between the kaimitz that you're putting back into the kli, and therefore the kli will be mekadosh the kaimitz. This is the Gemara's kasha that putting it back into the original kli should also be considered that the avod of matan kli was done, and you should not be able to redo the kmitza according to Ben Beseira. And this kasha Bechin answers, and he says, "Zayse meres kli sharis ain mekadosh in elam midas. A kli sharis is only mekadosh if his intention is that the kli should be mekadosh. And here, when he puts the kaimis back into the original kli where the mincha is, he does not have das that it should be niskadosh. Here, the kiddush which we're talking about is the kiddush sheni." The whole mincha has an original kiddush kli, and then afterwards, after he does the ma'isa kmitza and he puts it into a second kli, there's a second kiddush which is chal specifically on the kmitz. He does not have das that the kli should be mekadosh the kmitz with this second kiddush, and therefore it's not chal. Now the Karnai over here asks a kasha on the havmin of the Gemara. The Arush Gemara thought that when you put the kmitz back into the original kli, it should be chal on it the second kiddush. He says, since according to the way of these tanaim are understanding of das ben beseira, that until you complete the matan kli, if all that was done was only the ma'isa kmitza, that's not enough to designate one part of the mincha as the kaimitz and the rest of the as the shirayim. If this designation had been completed, then already would be too late. You would not be able to put it back and redo the kmitza. Akarach, until the matan kli, it's not considered totally designated as the kaimitz. If so, he asks, how could the Gemara suggest that when he puts the kaimitz back into the original kli, together with the shirayim, at that point the avodah is completed and the kaimitz is designated to be the part of this mincha which is going to go on the Mizbeach? At that point it's already nesar, if it's already mixed together with the shirayim, how could the kiddush be chal on it? Now already l'chair loses its shame of a kaimitz, it's already back together with the rest of the mincha, l'chair the kiddush should not be able to be chal on it at this point. The Karnari says, l'chair, you have to say, the Gemara held, that once the ma'isa kmitza was done, even though it was done by a apostle, the only thing that's lacking to make it a complete avodas kmitza is putting into the kli and being mekadosh of a kli. Even if it be put into the kli in a way that it's already nesariv with the rest of the mincha, that kiddush will be chal and it will be called gomer avodasa. Kenari seems to hold this is difficult to say, but he says akarach, the Gemara over here must have held this way. In the Sefer Taras HaKadosh, he asks a similar kasha. He says the Gemara could have said that what he does is he takes the kaimitz and he divides it in half. He takes one half and he puts it back with the rest of the mincha. At that point, it's nesariv with the mincha, and the kiddush has not yet been chal, because the kiddush could only be chal on the entire kaimitz together. So if he mixes back half at a time, then afterwards when he puts the second half, at that point the first half had already been nisbatel, it was nesariv with the mincha. This would be a good eitzah had to put the kaimitz back with the rest of the shirayim, without it being niskadosh b'kli. And the chayyuk could ask further along the same lines, a similar kasha, an eitzah will be to take the shirayim out of the kli sharis, put it into a kli chayil, whilst in a kli choyl, mix the kaimis back with the rest of the shiraim, and then take the entire mixture, the entire mincha, and put it back into a kli sharis. This way, at the time he's putting it into the kli sharis, it's already nisariv. Then he can start again and redo the kmitza. This would be a way to put the kaimis back with the rest of the shiraim without it being niskadish b'kli. Mirza Shembehemshel, we'll go back to these kashas. Now, I'll mention another point, that which the Gemara is bothered by over here, when he puts the kaimis back into the rest of the mincha, it should be niskadish b'kli. The Shita Mikubetzes over here, in Ois Yud, he says that the Gemara did not want to answer. The case could be talking about where a kosher puts the kaimis back into the kli. Meaning, let the Gemara enter that Einich Hanami, if the Apostle would be the one to put it back into the rest of the kli. So the Apostle finished off the entire Avodah, both the Kaimitz and the Matan Kli. Then Einich Hanami, the thing will be that it's Apostle. Let the Gemara answer that a Kosher will put it back. In that case, it will not be completed by the Apostle, and then a Kosher will be able to redo the Kmitza. So the Shita Mikubetzes answers this, and he says that even if a Kosher would be the one to put the Kaimitz back into the rest of the Mincha, it will still be a problem, he says, because you would consider it as if the kosher was goymer, the avodah of the apostle. Meaning now, which the Gemara says, until the matan kli is done, it's not considered as if the avodah was nigmar. But if a kosher would finish off that avodah, he would be the one to put it into the kli. It would have the same problem. The kosher will be putting in this kmitz, whose kmitz was done by the apostle. He's finishing off that avodah, and therefore the din will be the same. You cannot put the kmitz back into the mincha and redo the kmitz. Now continue on, in the Teres of the Gemara, where the answer is Klisharis Eim Mekachin El Midas, as we mentioned, over here we're talking about the Kiddush Sheni of the Kaimitz and the Klisharis, that Kiddush also needs Das. This is a sigur which comes up in a number of places, later on in Menachos, Daf Ayin Ches Hamabez and Daf Tadik Omen Aleph. On Daf Tadik, the Gemara is talking about the Kiddush Rishon, over there we're talking about the Dinner Birutze Midas, the part of the Mincha which is heaping over the sides of the Kli. The sigur over there discusses whether that part is also in the Skadish. And Gemara brings in this question of Kli Sharis, whether it's Mekadosh Midas or Ein Mekadosh El Midas. Over there it's talking about the first Kiddush of the Mincha. Gemara in Seita Daf Yudar Omer Beis as well also talks about the first Kiddush of the Mincha. Gemara discusses whether you need Das. Gemara in Sukkah Daf Nun, as far as the Mayim, which was going to be used for the Nisach HaMayim on Sukkis. And also the Gemara brings in this question whether you need Das to be Mekadosh the Mayim. But Akubam, here we're talking about the second Kiddush, the Kiddush of the Kaimitz. Here the Gemara's Mavur as well is also telling this Shaila, when he put the Kaimitz back into the rest of the Mincha, he did not have Das to be Mekadosh Shebekli, he'll be telling these two Tzadim whether Kli Sharis Mekadosh Midas or Ein Mekadosh Ela Midas. Now Taisus of Yadir Maschal Amr Rabbeichan, and he asks Akasha for the Sigur later on Daf Ayin Ches Amr Beis. The Gemara there is talking about the case of Toidah Sheshochta Al Shmoinim Chalois. In order the din is that along with the carbon Toidah one has to bring 40 Chalois, 10 each of 4 different types. The way it works is that one prepares the chalis, and then at the time of the shechita, the chalis are niskadish aydei the shechita. The Gemara talks about a case where he designated 80 chalis for his carbon teida. The Gemara wants to know what is the din if he shechts his teida, how many of the chalis are niskadish? And the Gemara of there brings a machalikis between Chizkia and Rabbi Yechanan. The Gemara of there says, Itmar teida sheshechta al shmeinim chalis, Chizkia omar kitchu arbaim meteich shmeinim, Rabbi Yechanan omar lo kitchu arbaim meteich shmeinim. Chizkia says that 40 out of the 80 are niskadish, and Rechon says that none of them are niskadish. The Gemara there goes through a few different mahalchim, how to understand the machlokes, Chizkiya and Rabbi Yechanan. The Gemara's mavur, there is really no such a thing as a carbon toida which has 80 chalais. If you wanted to make a new type of carbon, a toida with 80 chalais, nothing really should be chal. The only way it would possibly be chal is if you wanted that 40 of them should be part of the carbon, and the other 40 should be lachrayis. There's a concept that you could designate to be mekadish 40 extra lachamim, 40 extra loaves, which will be for Achrayis, in case the first 40, something happens to them, he can bring the second 40, but there's no such a thing as bringing a carbon of 80. But Akapam Toysis quotes Rav Papa's chat over there. Rav Papa says that everyone's masking really, since he tried to be Mekadosh all 80, and there's no such a thing as a carbon of 80, really nothing should have been Chal. The Kedusha, which he tried to do with his Das, that Kedusha is not Chal. However, Rav Papa says that everyone is masking that Klisharis are Mekadosh even Shloimi Das. And from here, when he shechted the Taida, the Shechitas HaTayda is similar to a Kiddush Kli Sharis, and therefore really the Lachamim 40 out of the 80 should have been Niskadish. And the Rav there explains, the Yisayda Machaikis between Chizkiya and Rabbi Yechanan is, do we say that the Sakin, which is Mekadish like a Kli Sharis, can also be Mekadish Shulemi Das, or do we say Dafka Kli Sharis, which are Mekadish B'Toicham, when you put something in them, that type of Kiddush Kli Sharis, only then it works Shulemi Das. But the Kedusha of the Sakin, that cannot be Mekadish Shulemi Das. Rabbi Yechanan over there who holds that none of the Lachamim are Niskadish, the Pshat is, even though Kli Sharis is Mekadish Shulemi Das, but the second is not Mekadosh Shleimi Das. Akubam, the Kashra of Taisus is over here in Erster Sugya Rabbi Yochanan says, Klisharis is not Mekadosh Shleimi Das. That's Rabbi Yochanan answers the Kashra of our Gemara. Why is it that when you put the Koimitz back into the rest of the Mincha, it's not considered like a Matan Kli? Because there's no Das to be Mekadosh it. Over there in Ayin Ches, Rav Papa, according to one Mahalach, says B'das Rabbi Yochanan that he's Maskim Klisharis is Mekadosh Shleimi Das. It's just a specific svar as far as the Kiddush Klisharis of Esakin. So Tosfos answers this kash and he differentiates between the two cases. He says, Shani Hosom, the Mitoch Shem Mekadosh Midas, Mekadosh Nami Shloi Midas. Tosfos is not so clear what his intention is exactly. What does it mean to say that over there, in the case of Ayin Ches, by the Lach Mitoido, since Midas it's Neskadosh, therefore it's Neskadosh also Shloi Midas, there are a few Mahalchim Nachrinim over here on Tosfos to explain what does Tosfos mean to say. In the Sefer Tzayin Kodshim, he explains Tosfos, al derech that which Tosfos says in Sukkah, there's a similar Tosfos over there, Nafnun Amaraf, the Maskal Chizkiya, of the Lashon of Tosfos is, Mitoich Shem Mekadosh Arboim, Mitoich Shmoinim Midas, Mekadosh Nami Shloi Midas. And the Chaim understand that what Tosfos over there means to say is, of there he really did have Das to be Mekadosh. It's not like the case over here, Menachis, we didn't have Das Belchah to be Mekadosh, the Koimitz when he put it back into the rest of the Mencho. And over there, he did have das that the klisharis should be mekadosh the lechem. The only problem is that he had das that should be mekadosh all 80 lechems, and that doesn't work. If he would have had das to be mekadosh 40 out of the 80, that would have worked. Tosfos means you can't compare a case where he didn't have das b'chal that the klisharis should be mekadosh. Over there, he did have das that it should be mekadosh, just it cannot be chal exactly the way he had in mind that all 80 should be neskadosh. However, you could still say that 40 out of the 80, which are roi for kiddush on those that can be chal, the klisharis could be mekadosh them. Because he did have das that the klisharis should be mekadosh. Hashenkin, in our case, we didn't have das b'chal that the klisharis should be mekadosh. Hesher Abichan says the klisharis is not mekadosh. This is the way some of the achrayim learn b'das tesis by us, which fits well with the lashon of tesis in Sukkah daf nun. There is, however, another mahalach, the Taras HaKodesh and the Keren Oiro, they learn tesis by us differently. They learn that when tesis by us says, mitoch shem mekadosh, midas mekadosh namish le midas, tesis means to say, over there, 40 out of the 80 of the lechems are roi for kiddush. Meaning, if the klisharis will be mekadosh, then it will be a kosher or carbon. The taida will be kosher. The lechems could be eaten b'kedusha. Over there, Rabbi Yochanan holds that klisharis could be mekadosh even shloi midas. Hashenkin over here in Eretz Sugya, where the koimitz was done by a posel, and the discussion whether klisharis is mekadosh shloi midas is not whether the carbon could be hukrav b'kashrus. Rather, it's the opposite. If the klisharis will be mekadosh, the koimitz even shloi midas. It will be a reason why the carbon is possible. You cannot put back the koimitz and redo it. Over here, we don't see that klisharis is mekadosh shloi midas in order to passel the carbon. That's how these achayim are explaining with das tesis. Tesis is differentiating when does Rabbi Yochanan hold klisharis mekadosh shloi midas, and when does he hold in klisharis mekadosh shloi midas. The difference is whether it's a kiddush which will be roi lakrovo. Over there, then is that klisharis is mekadosh shloi midas. If it's a kiddush just to passel, not to make it roi lakrovo. Of their ain klisharis mekadosh shloi midas. The Kenar discusses this as well in Maseches Sotah Daf Yudalet Amud Beis. The Gemara there brings in the inyan of klisharis, whether it's mekadosh shloi midas. The Gemara there had brought a brisa previously, which goes through the whole seder of hakrovas hamincha, how exactly mincha is brought. One of the steps which the brisa mentions is noisna leklisharis umekadosha beklisharis. He puts the mincha into a klisharis and he's mekadosh in the klisharis. The Gemara there was bothered, what is the pshat in the lashon of noisnal klisharis and mekadshah b'klisharis? The Gemara wanted to bring a ray from here, that ain klisharis mekadosh elo midas. That's how the Gemara understood the braisa. The braisa is telling us that he has to put it into the klisharis, and he has to have das that it should be neskadosh in the klisharis. The Maaseh of the Gemara is doicha this. Perhaps what it means to say is noisnal klisharis kedei lekadshah b'klisharis. Not that he has to have specific das that it should be neskadosh. The braisa is simply telling us why is it that he has to put it into the klisharis, nor that it should be neskadosh. Rakhaparim, the Gemara of there did mention this nidoin of ein klisharis mekadosh elo midas, and the Karen Oyer of there is bothered. He said, what is the tzad to say that kiddush klisharis needs das? If so, when he's mekadosh the koimitz in the kli also would need das. He's bothered by, we know that the klal is that all avodos even stomas lishma, as is mevu in the beginning of Maseches Zvachim and the beginning of Maseches Menachis, all avodos, even if he didn't have machshav mefureshes, that the shechita should be l'shem the carbon, or the kabbalah haylocha zriko, even if he didn't have any das mefureshes, that it should be l'shem the zevach, still is kosher. And therefore he asks, if so, by the matan kli, which is parallel to the kabbalah sadam of a carbon, Just as we see by all four avodas Adam, the din is that stumbles lishma. So too the matan kli of a mincha also stumble will be lishma. And he quotes that the gemara in the beginning of Zvachim is mevur that even l'shem chulin, even if at the time he was doing the avodas, the shrita or the kabbalah, his machshav was that these avodas should be done l'shem chulin. Still the din is that the carbon is kosher. So too over here by a mincha, if the avodah of the matan kli of the kaimitz was l'shem chulin also, Mistama would be kosher, and he asks, if he puts it into the Kli L'Shem Chulin, obviously he did not have das, that the Kli Sharis should be Mekadish, and if he held in Kli Sharis Mekadish, Elami Das, L'Chayra, if the Matan Kli of the Kaimitz was done L'Shem Chulin, or even if it was done Stama, also the din should be that it should be possible, because there was no Kavana for the Kli Sharis to be Mekadish the Kaimitz. And because of this Kashi, he says, Al-Karcha, you have to say Al-Derech Toysis, he quotes our Toysis over here in Menachis, as well as the Toysis in Sukkah, that's mechag between kiddush kli sharis of something which is roi lakrova. Over there, everyone agrees you don't need das. Mashenkin something which is posel. That's why we say kli sharis im mekadosh elam das. He says this chilek lechayr is muchach because if not, we would have the kasha. How could the matan kli of the kaimitz ever be kosher if it's done stoma? There's no das for the kli sharis to be mekadosh the kaimitz. And maisa would still remain difficult according to this. The gemara there in sight is talking about a mincha which is still kosher. The kiddush over there is a kiddush which is making it roi lakrova. Why would that kiddush need to have das? And furthermore, the Kandar asks from the Sugya Menachos Daf Ayin Ches Amud Beis, the Gemara which Tosis over here quoted, Tosis brought that Gemara to show that Rebbe Yochanan holds that Kli Sharis is Mekadosh even Shleimi Das. This was the Kasha of Tosis. And the Kandar says, if you look over there in that Gemara, there are Amiram who hold that even in that case, where the Shechitas HaToydah is being Mekadosh the Lechem, over there also there's a Nidah and there's a Tzad to say that Kli Sharis has to be Mekadosh Daf Kamidas. He says, L'chayr, according to that, the kasha is difficult. How can we say that even by a carbon kosher, you need the kli sharis to mekadosh only midas? If so, how could the matan kaimitz for kli ever be kosher if it was done stoma? Where is the das for the kli sharis to mekadosh the kaimitz? So he says, perhaps you could say a different mahalach, and that is, when you say that kiddush kli sharis needs das, that's dafka in a case where we're trying to be mekadosh, had no kedusha until now, didn't have any kedushas at guf, it only had kedushas domim. For example, a mincha, when you're Mekadosh the Seilis for the Mincha, it doesn't have any Kedushas HaGuf, you can still be Paidit. It's only after you put it into a Kli Sharis when it gets Kedushas HaGuf. As opposed to a Zevach, when you're Makdash HaBehema, immediately at that time it's already Chal Kedushas HaGuf. The Karnar says that perhaps is the Chilik, the Gwav there in Saita, which is talking about being Mekadosh the Mincha, first giving it a Kedushas HaGuf, that's what the Gemara holds it will be totally in this Shaila, whether Kli Sharis, Mekadosh Midas, or even Shleim Midas. But as far as the Kiddush of the Kaimetz, after the Mincha already had Kiddushas HaGuf, it's only an additional Kiddusha which you're trying to give to the Kaimetz to make it Roi Lakrova. That Kiddush, everyone is Mashkim, that it does not need Das. The Chayr, what the Karen Ari means to say is, he's still going a Derech Techilik that he said previously between something which is Roi Lakrova and something which is Pasol, because in Erzog we're talking about the Kiddush of the Kaimetz, and still the Gemara is Mevur that it would need Das. Erzog is talking about where it's not Roi Lakrova. In other words, what the Karen Ari means to say is, at the original Kedusha of the Mincha, before he had Kedusha Saguf Bechal, there is a tzad to say that the Kiddush Kli Sharis needs Das. And who did an Ersegyo, where already the Mincha did have Kedusha Saguf, but now you want to be Mekadosh the Kaimitz with an additional Kedusha, and it's not something which is right like Krav, there also will be Tali in the Shad whether Kli Sharis is Mekadosh Shloimi Das. However, a regular Kosha Mincha which already had Kedusha Saguf, you just want to be Mekadosh the Kaimitz an additional Kedusha, over there everyone will be masking that it does not need Das. As far as the Gemara later on in Daf Ayin Ches, the Kiddush Alechem, Aydei the Shechita Satoida, over there the Karen Ari says there's a different reason why perhaps you would need Das, because Lechem is Lav Gufa de Zivcha, it's not Be'etzim really part of the carbon. In order for the Lechem to be Neskadish Aydei the Shechita Satomid, over there it's sad to say that you would need Das. The truth is, it's not so Pasha, why does the Karen Ari have to come up with this new Svara? Before the Lechem Aytoida are Neskadish Aydei the Shechita Satoida, they don't have Kedushas HaGuf, they only have Kedushas Domim. The Karnai already said previously that something which is first getting Kedushas HaGuf over there is as far as to say why you would need Das. Bakupam, the Maestro, the Karnai leaves off with Tzarech Iyan. It's not Pasha to work out all of the different Sigyas. When we say that it's Pasha that Kli Sharis is Mekadosh Shleimi Das, when we say that it's not Pasha, Bakupam, what's Negeh to us in Erzig is how the Karnai understood Tosis over here. Tosis Bayas is Mechalik between Erzig and the case of Menachos Ayin Ches. He says over there, Shani Hosam Mitoch Shem Mekadosh Midas, Mekadosh Nami Shaloi Midas. The Karen Ur understands what Tosis means to say is that over there where it's Roi for Akrova, there the din is that Kli Sharis is Mekadosh even Shaloi Midas. Erzig, we're talking about being Mekadosh something which is not Roi Lakrova, it's a Kiddush Li Posel. Over here, the Gemara says b'shem Rabbi Yochanan that Kli Shayis is not mekadosh elo midas. Now, continue on in the Gemara over here asks, the mashmaos of Rabbi Yochanan is that if the wood be das, then we say the Kli Shayis is mekadosh. The Gemara wants to know how does this fit with the shakel v'tarya and zvachim peizayin. Over there, Rish Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan if Kli Shayis could be mekadosh psulim, and Rabbi Yochanan said in mekadoshin. And this Gemara answers in mekadoshin li kariv, v'ev mekadoshin li posel. What Rabbi Yochanan meant to say over there is that Kli Shayis does not have a din that the Mizbeach has. The Mizbeach has a din that even something which is possible, which goes on the Mizbeach, Olu lo yirid. That din we do not say by a Kli Shayis, that something which is possible, which was placed in a Kli Shayis, we do not say that it once again gets a din akrovo. But what's the get us in the Ersigo, the Gemara says, that when a possible did the Maisik Mitzah, if afterwards he would put it into a Kli, if he would have put it into the Kli Midas, then we would say that the Kiddush Kli is Chal. And even Ben Messiah would be masking that you could no longer take the Kaimitz and put it back into the original Mincha and redo the Kmitza. The Kiddush Kli Shayis would work and it's considered that it was Gomer HaVeidasa, therefore it can no longer be put back. That is a major machlekes between Rashi and Tosfos. They get to the Shaka V'tayu of Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan in Zvachim Daf Pei Zayin. Asig is mavur that Rabbi Yochanan answered Rish Lakish that Kli Shayis does not have an ability to be Mekadosh something which is possible to give it a Din HaKrava. Taisus over here asks, the way Rashi learns in Zvachim, Mashmai says that Rabbi Yochanan answered to Rish Lakish that a Kli Shayis is Mekadosh something which is possible Li Kariv. Taisus asks a number of kashas on Rashi. Besides the kasha of Asig, he asks other kashas as well. And Taisus brings B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam, who argues on Rashi in the Pshan of the Sugya in Zvachim. Taisus is marich about this more in Zvachim Pei Zayin. The Ikar place to discuss his Sugya is over there in Zvachim, so we won't go into the Sugya right now. Hakapan B'Hemshach, the Gemara continues, that the Gemara says another terrace to this Kasha, why is it that when you put the claimants back into the original Kli, which has the Shirayim, we don't say that now it's Neskadish, it had already Matan Kli, and therefore you should not be able to redo it. So again, the first terrace was Rabbi Yochanan, who said that there was no Das. Rabbi Amram says a different teres, kegoin she'achzirei lebisa gedusha. You put it back into a kli which was already full, and therefore, as Rashi explains, when the kaimus was put back into that kli, it did not go into the avir, it didn't go down into the airspace of the kli, and therefore the kli was not mekadosh it. On this, Gemara asks, umikmas hechi kometz, if this is the case, that the bisa was gedusha, it was overflowing, when you put the kaimus back in, it did not go into the avir, how could you have done kmitza? Rashi over here explains, the Gemara's kasha is, how could Kmitza have been done originally, the first time, when he did the Maisik Kmitza from this Kli? He was taking the Kmitza from outside the Kli, it was not from inside the Kli. In order for the Maisik Kmitza to be kosher, it has to be that he's being Kmitza from inside the Kli. And Chayr Rashi could have also said, when the Gemara says, Mikmat Hechi Kometz, the Gemara could be asking, how could he do the second Kmitza? The whole point over here is to say that he could put back the Kmitza, and he could do the Maisik Kmitza once again, if the Kli is already heaping over, when he comes to do the second Maisik Kmitza, he's going to have the same problem. He's not going to be able to be Kmitza from inside the Kli, and that second Kmitza will not be kosher. Rashi chose the first Kmitza, L'chair the same would also be as far as the second Kmitza. So the Gemara then continues, and the Gemara says, El kagayin she'achzira l'bisa tfufa, it wasn't heaping over, but it was full. B'hemshach, the Gemara explains, this means to say that when he puts back the Kmitza, he puts it on the side, not where there's an indentation from the first Maisik Kmitza, as he puts it on the side of the Kli, and therefore right now it's above the Avir. Therefore it's not considered a Matan Kli. However, afterwards he shakes it and it falls back into the Guma, and he does a second Maisik Kmitza from there. Therefore this would be a case where he does not have a Kiddush Matan Kli, yet still the Kmitza is back into the Kli, and therefore he cannot do a second Kmitza. The Biskrov over here in the Chedusha Agriz, he points out that HaKorchach, when he puts it down, Adafna Demono, before he gets a chance to shake it down into the Kli, we don't say that the claimant is nifsal with a psul of nishbach. We know that by dam the din is, if the dam is nishbach from the tavar of the hema before it's niskadish bekli, the din is that the dam becomes psul, has to be niskadish bekli directly from the tavar of the behema. By claimant also there's a din, that if the claimant falls from the hand of the kain, before he puts the claimant into the kli to be mekadish it, also there's a psul of nishbach. And the Biskrov says, you have to say that over here there's no psul nishbach, even though one could have claimed that since at the time he put it down, it's not in the Avera Kli, and it does not yet have Kiddush, the Chayot should be the same as if you put it down somewhere else. If he puts it down on the floor, it's Chal Nir Upsol. HaKarach over here, we don't say that it's Chal Nir Upsol. And the reason is, the Rishgav says, because as far as the Din of Nishbach is concerned, we do consider that it was put down in the Kli. Although it's not in the Avera of the Kli, and it cannot be Chal the Kiddush of Kli Sharis, it's still not considered that he put it down somewhere else. The place where he put it down is the right place where it belongs, even though it's not actually in the airspace of the kli, still the psalm of nishpach is only if he puts it down in a place where it does not belong at all. Nachar, what Briskov means to say is, if we would have said that it is chal psalm nishpach on this kaimitz, then the din would be that he doesn't have to be menayid, that we wouldn't say that he has to shake it down, make sure not to put it into the kli biyad, no, that should not be niskadish. If it would have been chal nir psalm nishpach, it would not be niskadish, even if he does take it by hand and put it down into the rest of the kli. The Gemara is mukhach that there's no psalm nishpach over here, as the Briskov explains. It's not considered to have been put down in a place where it does not belong. Meister, this does lead us to a different ha'ara, and that is, l'chair, the Gemara could have answered the kasha. We're trying to find the case, how can we put the kaimitz back with the rest of the mincha in a way that was not chal the kedusha shniya, the second kiddush of matan kli? L'chair, based on this brisker rav, it's necessary a kasha. L'chair, we could have said the case is talking about where you put it down somewhere else, either on the floor or in a kli chayil. In that case, it would be considered nishbach. Once it's nishbach, and afterwards, if he puts it back into the kli, now already cannot be chal the kedusha shniya. Why didn't the Gemara say this case? Al-Kopan, what the Briskov does bring from the sugya is a yesaid. In this case, it won't be a psal nishbach, even though it's not in the airspace of the kli. It's not considered to be in a place where it does not belong. There's another ha'ara on the Gemara over here, and that is after he puts the kaimitz down, back together with the rest of the shirayim. At that moment, he's not putting it into the kli. That's why it's not being niskadish. He's putting it together with the rest of the shirayim, but above the airspace of the kli. At that moment, it should be nisbatel, it should become batel to the rest of the shirayim. It should no longer have a shame of a kaimitz anymore. Once that happens, now he should be able to put it back into the kli, but yet he shouldn't have to shake the kli in order to get it back in. He should be able to push it down back into the kli with his hand, because now he doesn't have a shame of a kaimitz anymore. So now when he wants to get the kaimitz back into the kli in order to enable to do a second maisa kmitzo, he should be able to do that even biyad. The mashmais of this gemara would be that even after he puts the kaimitz back with the rest of the shirayim, it's nesarev together, and at that moment that it's nesarev, it was not yet niskadish. Still, we do not say that the kaimitz is nisbatel to the shirayim. This is similar to that which we mentioned previously from the Karen Ayra. The Karen Ayra asked, even in the case where you're putting the kaimitz into the kli, since at the time you're putting it in and you're being mekadesh it, at that moment it's nesarev with the shirayim, it should lose its shame kaimitz, and it should not be niskadish. That the Karen Ayra says, al-karchel the gemara held, even if when it's coming into the kli, it's nesarev, still it will be niskadish. There the chair is easier to understand, because over there, perhaps at the same time that it's being nesarev, it's being niskadish. Shaken over here in this case, first it's nesarev before it's into the kli. Before the kedusha is chal, it's already nesarev with the rest of the shirayim. Here the chair will be harder to understand. How could it be that afterwards, when he puts it down into the avir of the kli, it's then niskadish, as the gemara's mavur, that he has to shake it in. If he would put it in biyad, then it would be niskadish. Here it's much harder to understand. How could it be niskadish if at the time that it's being placed in the kli, it's already nesarev with the rest of the mincha? And the to answer this kasha, what you have to say is, the shita of Ben Basir is that when a maisa kmitza of apostle is done, it is considered that there was a maisa kmitza on this seilis. It just was not established, it was not hukva, that this is the kaimitz and the rest is the shirayim. Therefore, as long as it was not hukva as the kaimitz, you could still put it back and do another maisa kmitza. What does give the shame kaimitz to that which you did the maisa kmitza on? The only thing that's lacking to get the shame kaimitz is the kedushas kli. Once it gets the kedusha, then already it is considered the kaimitz, and the rest becomes a shirayim. In order to make sure that he still has the ability to put the kaimitz back and redo it, he has to make sure that the seilis which had the maisa kmitza does not get a kedusha. If it does get a kedusha, even if it was nesarev ready with the rest of the shirayim, but once it's placed in the kli sharis, it gets the kedusha ready. We don't say that when it's nesarev with the shirayim, then already the kaimitz is nisbatel. It's not shaykh bittel over here. Bittel would be shaykh if it has a shame kaimitz, and then it's nesarev with the shirayim, then it could lose that shame kaimitz. Over here, it never got the shame kaimitz in the first place. It's just something which had a maisa kmitza, which eventually is niskadish, then it'll be chal the shame kaimitz on it. Therefore, even if the kaimitz is nesarev with the shirayim before it gets placed into the kli sharis, it doesn't make a difference. When eventually it's placed into a kli sharis, then it's niskadish. So he has to make sure that the seilis, which he did the maisa kmitza on, does not get placed in the kli sharis. That's the isa which the Gemara gives, that he should put it on the side, above the airspace, and then just shake it down. There's no mice in the scene to put it into the kli sharis. If so, this would also be a teres to the kashas which we asked previously, of the kasha of the teres HaKadosh. Yes, he should put back half of the kaimitz at a time. When he puts back half of it, so it doesn't have a kiddush sheni, at that moment it's nesarev with the rest of the mincha, and loses its shame shirayim. Or the other kasha which we asked, lachar, you should put the kaimitz back with the rest of the shirayim, mix it together in a different kli, a kli choyol. Once it's mixed together, then already he should be able to put it into a kli sharis. It won't be niskadish, because it already lost the shame kaimitz. According to the way we're explaining now, it's not the pshat that it had a shame kaimitz and being ma'arav it back with the shrine will lose the shame kaimitz, or anything that had a ma'isik mitzah done to it. Any soilus which already had a ma'isik mitzah, if at a later point he puts it biyad into a klishari, so it will be niskash with the second kiddush, and it will be designated as the kaimitz. In other words, the concept of vittel won't work over here, and therefore he has to make sure not to put the original kaimitz biyad into a second kli. What he does is he puts it back on top of the rest of the mincha and then he shakes it down. So the original kaimitz never had a matan kli. Afterwards, the kosher kain comes and does a new ma'isik mitzah, despite the fact that there already was a ma'isik mitzah done previously. You could do a second ma'isik mitzah. Then this second ma'isik mitzah, which the kain does, he takes that seilus and he's mekadosh the second kiddush. Now it's chal l'shem kaimitz on the seilus which the kain did the ma'isik mitzah to. And the fact that there's other seilus over here which already had a ma'isik mitzah of apostle, that doesn't bother us. What's important is that the seilus which the kain kosher did the ma'isik mitzah to, that's the first kaimitz which was niskadosh b'kli, and therefore that's hukva, that's established as the kaimitz which is going to be roi l'akrava, and the rest of it then becomes shirayim. Now we'll continue on, the Gemara brings it, Rav Yirmiyah said to Rav Zeira, V'lukma k'gayin shechzirei l'kli hamunach agabe karka. Why didn't the previous Amram answer a different type to this kasha, that he could put back the kaimitz into the kli, when the kli is sitting on the karka, and this way it will not be niskadosh, so that's the way to get the kaimitz back with the rest of the mincha, to be able to redo another ma'isik mitzah without being mekadosh the kaimitz, because the time he put it back, the kli was on the floor. El shmamina kaimitz mekli shal gabei karka. This would be a raya that one could do a ma'isik mitzah from a kli shal gabei karka. Rashi over here explains, really our discussion is not about doing a ma'isik mitzah from a kli shal gabei karka, rather we're talking about being mekadosh the kaimitz, the second kiddush, by putting it back into a kli shal gabei karka. Still, the Gemara is comparing these two dinim. The Shittim Bekobetzis over here in Isir Aleph, he explains further, he says the Sigur later on is Mavur, and it's more mistabber to say that the Kiddush of the Kaimitz in the second Kli needs to be done in a Kli which is held, not Munach Hagabe Karka, than it is to say that the Maisik Mitzah has to be done with a Kli which is being held. This is the sheet of Rav on Amud Beis. Rav holds Kaimitz in Mekli Shagabe Karka, but still one cannot be Mekadish the Kaimitz Mekli Shagabe Karka. Therefore he explains the Gemara over here means to make a Kol Shekain. If you see that even the matan kli does not need to be with a kli that's held in the hand, it could even be algabe karka, then kolshkein the kmitza, the ma'isik kmitza, could be done with a kli which is on the ground. If it would have been the other way around, if we would have right that the matan kli cannot be done with a kli shemunach algabe karka, it would not be right that the ma'isik kmitza also has to be done from a kli which is held. But now that we have right that the matan kli can be done with a kli that's munach algabe karka, then kolshkein the ma'isik kmitza also could be done from a kli which is munach algabe karka. And the Gemara here is muchach that even as far as this kiddush, which is a kiddush li posel, like we saw the lashon of the Gemara before, it's not a kiddush which is going to be machshir something for akrova. The whole kiddush is only negair that now we're not going to be able to put the kaimitz back and redo the ma'isik mitzah. As far as this kiddush li posel, also the sugya is mavur that if every kiddush kli the kariv has to be done dafka with a kli which is held, not munach agabe karka, this kiddush li posel also would not work if it's munach agabe karka. Now, just mentioned an interesting point. The Gemara earlier brought that Reish Lakish asked Reb Yechon in a Shaila Kli Shari Smaushi Kachdu Psulin Lechatchil Di Kariv. The speaker is the Sugin Zvachon Pei Zayin. Bagapan Reish Lakish had a Shaila, what is the din? Something which is already possible. He had a tzad to say that by putting it into a Kli Sharis, it has the same din of putting it on the Mizbech, Olu Logerid, even though it's possible, but once you put it into the Kli Sharis, it will get a din Hakrova. It would be interesting to know if there would be such a din that Kli Sharis is Mekadish Psulim Di Kariv, similar to the din of Amolu Logerid on the Mizbech. What will be the din if he puts something posel into a kli, which is munach agabe karka? As far as our sugya, we're not talking about a kiddush posel at li kariv. We're just talking about whether it's considered that it had a matan kli to posel it, to not be able to put it back and redo the kmitza. If there would be such a din, that a kli shayis has a koyach to mekadosh something which is posel, to give it a din akrova, just like the mizbeach, which has a din of olu lo yerid, the pashas would seem that even if the kli was munach agabe karka, it wouldn't have to be dafka held by a kohen, in order to be chal this din of him olu logeirid, that the klisharis gives it a din akrova. Because that din, the kiddush klisharis for psulim, would not need to be that at the time he puts it into the klisharis, he's doing a valid avoida. It's not dependent on avoida being done, it's just that the klisharis has this kayach to mekadosh something to give it a din akrova, even though it's possible. That din would not be dependent on an avoida being done, therefore the din would also be, even if the kli is munach agabe karka. Only as far as our sugya, we're talking about whether it's considered that this kaimitz already had the avodah of matan kli. That makes it that it's no longer roi to be put back, and the ma'isik mitzah redone. since that is dependent on the matan kli being considered an avodah, therefore it has to be held in his hand at the time that he's putting it back. Even though he is a posel, so either way this avodah is posel, still an avodah of a posel is considered an avodah, as long as he was gomer avodasa by putting it into the kli, as long as that was done in a way that if he was a kohen kosher, it would have been considered a valid matan kli, that's enough to be considered that the posel is gomer avodasa, and the kmitzah cannot be redone. Another interesting point to mention, in this Havamino, the din is that you have to do a kmitzah and a matan kli with a kli which is being held biyad, what will be the din as far as that which we saw previously, that there's a din, ein kli shoyis mekadosh elo midas, if he does a matan kli on this kmitzah without having das to be mekadosh the kiddush sheni, then is that the kiddush is nachal, whose das would that be dependent on? Is it dependent on the das of the one who's doing the matan kli? Or is it dependent on the das of the one who's holding the kli? Since there are two people involved, one of them is putting the kmitzah into the kli, one of them is holding the kli at the time, for this din of ein kli shoyis mekadosh elo midas, whose das would it be dependent on? In other words, when the Gemara says before, Rabbi Yochanan says the reason why putting it back into the rest of the mincha is not mekadosh this kmitzah, because ein mekadosh elo midas, if theoretically Rabbi Yochanan would hold that the kli has to be held at the time of the matan kli, who would be the one that has to have not had das, that the kmitzah should be neskadosh, in order to say that by putting it back into the kli, the kedusha is nachal? Now continue on, Behemshech, the Gemara brings the discussion between Rav Nachman and Avimi, and the Maisa Avimi was maskim to Rav Nachman, the kain cannot be kaimis meklisha gabe karka, you need a different kain to hold the kli b'shastik mitzah, and as far as mekadoshin as a menochas as well, b'shastik kiddush of the mincha, you need someone to hold it, you cannot be mekadosh b'klisha gabe karka. Over there are two lashonis, what is the correct girs in the Gemara? Girs that we have b'fanino kaitzin mekadoshin as a menochas, would sound more like that we're talking about the first kiddush of the mincha, not the kiddush of the kaimitz when he puts it into the kli, or the first kiddush on the entire mincha. It sounds like the Gemara is saying that original kiddush also cannot be done with the kli shagabe karka. Rashi, however, is gerus differently. Rashi's gerus, ketzad mekadshin es hakoimitz. We're not talking about the original kiddush of the entire mincha, rather we're talking about the matan kli, the second kiddush of the kaimitz. That was Rav Nachman's second child to Avimi. And there again, Avimi Lamaisa was maskim that you cannot do the matan kli with the kli shagabe karka, you need a kohen to hold it b'shas the matan kli. Now, Behemshech, the Gemara asks, Eisvei, Akasha from the Mishnah later on in Daf Yud Beis, Zeh HaKlal Kol HaKlimitz V'Nesim Mekli HaMoylech V'HaMakdir. The Mishnah goes on to describe Machsheva Spigol, and the Mishnah discusses four avodis where you can have Machsheva Spigol, Kmitza, Matan Kli, Hailocha, and Haktara. The Gemara asks, Ilu Magbiya Loikotani, why does the Mishnah not talk about Machsheva Spigol of the Magbiya, the Kohen who's doing the Agbo, if he has Machsheva Spigol, that also should be Mefagol the carbon. And this my answer is Tana Seder Avodis Nokat, as Rashi explains, the Mishnah is going through the Seder of Avodis, which one kohen can do, Echem, there is another kohen who's involved over here, and he can have Machshava Spigol. In Echdushim HaMiuchosim, the Rashba over here, he stresses this point, he says, from the Sigo over here is Mevur, that if you need Hagba of the Kli, B'shasta Avoda, the one who's Magbi is also considered to be doing an Avoda, and he also has a Machshava Spigol, he could be Mefagol the carbon. Now which Magbi exactly are we talking about? So if you go with the Girsa that we have Bifaneinu, not the Girsa of Rashi, so the Gemara spoke about two different types of Magbiya. The Magbiya, the one who holds the Kli B'Shas the Kmitzah, and the Magbiya, the one who holds the Kli B'Shas the Kiddush of the whole Mincha. According to that Girsa, then surely when the Gemara is asking that we should have said in the Mishnah that the Magbiya also could have Machshava Spigol, we're obviously not talking about the one who's holding the Kli B'Shas the Kiddush of the whole Mincha. That's not an Avodah. Anyone can put the Solis into the Kli to be Mekadosh the Mincha. Even the one who puts the mincha into the kli cannot be mefagel. The avodas of the mincha only start mikmitza ve'ilach. The Gemara is asking that the magbiya should be able to be mefagel. Obviously, we're talking about the one who's magbiya the kli b'shas the kmitza. Since the din is that the mincha has to be held by a kohen at the time of the kmitza, the kohen who's doing the hagbah is also considered to be doing an avodah, and the Gemara holds that he also should be able to be mefagel. If, however, we go with the girsa of Rashi in the sugya, we spoke about two different types of magbiya. The one who's magbiya b'shas the kmitza and the one who's magbiya b'shas the matan kli, there it would be established to say that when the Gemara asks that the magbiya also should be able to be mefagel, the chayyim would be going on both types of magbiya. In both cases, the kohen is holding the kli b'shas the kmitza and the kohen is holding the kli b'shas the matan kli. Since both of them are necessary, both of them have to be done by a kohen, it's considered an avodah. In both those cases, the magbiya should be able to be mefagel the carbon. And Chedushim HaMiuchosim, the Rashba, he says like this clearly, the Gemara is asking about both of them. Both the kohen who holds the kli b'shas the kmitza and the kohen who holds the kli b'shas the matan kli, both of them should be able to be mefagel the carbon. Now, even in the terrace of the Gemara, when the Gemara answers Tana Seder Avodos Noket, so we saw the Rashi explains Tana's only listing Avodos which could be done by the same kain, other Avodos which require a different kain, the Tana's not mentioning them. According to that, we're never chazer from that which we assumed the kain who's being Magbir, the Kli, he could be Mefagel. Even the Maskana, he could be Mefagel, just the Tana does not mention him. In Michas from the Rashi, he explains the terrace of the Gemara a little bit different. When the Gemara says Seder Avodos Noket, he understands it means to say the Tana is only listing the Avodos which we find by a Zevach, the four Avodos by a Zevach, Shchita, Kabbalah, Hilacha, Zriko, and parallel to those four are four by a Mincha, the Kmitza, the Matan Kli, the Hilacha, and the Haktara. We only listed those four, but in Echnami there are really more. So again, according to this Prat from the Michosim Rash, but also even the Maskan, we were never Chayzer, the one is being Magbir, the Kli, he could be Mefagal. There is, however, a different Prat in the Terrace of the Gemara, which the Shita Mekabetzis over here brings in Oisi and Ches. He says, Seder Avodos Noket, u'b'hagbod lav avod nehi loy airi. He quotes this b'shem Rabbeinu Gershom. Rabbeinu Gershom understands when the Gemara answers, Seder Avodos Noket, the Gemara means to say that hagbod is different, hagbod is not an avodah. Nachar, according to this, the Gemara in the Teretz is being mechadish, even though hagbod is required, you do need that the kli be held b'shas te kmitza and b'shas te matan kli, but still, that's not an avodah, and therefore the one who's holding the kli would not be able to be mefagel. Now, l'maisa, we still haven't explained what exactly is the pshat in this din over here. Why should it be that the Kli has to be held b'yad? Why can't it work if the Kli Sharis is on the ground? Why does it have to be held by a kohen? Why is it considered an avodah? And as the sugya is mavur, it could even be mefagel. And what is the pshat in all of these dinim? This is discussed at length in the Chiddush HaGriz over here, and the Keren Ur also. They want to understand what exactly is this avodah over here? Why does it need a kohen? Rashi's mavur as well. Dibur Maschal Hutrachta Gimel Kohenim. That has to be done dafka b'yad yamin. Rashi over there explains that's why you need three kohenim. You can't have one kohen holding both of the kelim, the kli where he was kaimitz from, and the kli where he was putting the kmitza into, because he cannot hold them both with his yad yamin. Therefore, we need three kohanim, two of them to hold the kelim, and one of them to do the kmitza. Why does it need dafka yad yamin? Akarchas muchach, that's considered an avodah. That's the shayla. Why is this considered an avodah to need a kohen and to need yad yamin, and to be mefagel in it as well? So the Karer starts out by saying, he says, Bishno, we can understand the one who's holding the kli b'shas the matan kaimitz b'kli. We can understand why that's considered an avodah. He says, perhaps that will be nichlal b'chlal haylocha. That will be included in avodah of haylocha. Haylocha includes anything which happens to the kaimitz from the moment that it's niskavel b'kli until it's brought to the mizbeach to do the haktara. The avodah is not only when he's actually walking from the makim of the matan kli to the mizbeach to do the haktara, but anything that's necessary to be done to the kaimitz from the moment that it's placed in the kli is all b'chlal haylocha. That's why the kli has to be held by a kain and it has to be held by yad yamin. And it can be mefagel in it as well. It's all part of avodas haylocha. However, he asks, what about the kohen who's holding the kli where the kmitza is done from? At that point, the avodah of haylocha has not yet started. Haylocha only starts after the kmitza is placed into the kli. Why should that be considered avodah? Why does it need a kohen and why does it need yad yamin? So the ma'aseh of the Keren Ayer says, and the Bisgrove says along the same lines, that since avodas kmitza has to be done by a kohen, every part of the avodah has to be done by a kohen. And avodas kmitza is not simply the maisa of taking some of the seilas out from the rest of the mincha, rather the holding on to the rest of the mincha from where the kaimitz is being taken from, it's also part of the maisa kmitza. In other words, the avodah is happening in the entire mincha. It's not the pshat that only the maisa to the kmitza is the active part of the avodah, and what happens to the shirayim at the moment is only passive, rather what's happening to the shirayim is also an active part of the avodah. The shirayim being held at the time of the maisa kmitza, it's also part of the avodah, and therefore it has to be done by a kohen. The kli sharis cannot be on the floor, it has to be held by a kohen, and it has to be held by yad yamin. What still remains difficult is the kiddush of the mincha itself. What does the Tata say that also has to be done when the kli sharis is in the hand of the kohen? If you go like the girsa that we have, b'faneinu on Amud Aleph, Reb Nachman and Avimi Lemais agreed that if you want to be mekadosh the mincha, in the kli it also has to be held by a kohen, which has the kiddush of the mincha. Even if you go like the girsa of Rashi, the Gemara in Amud Aleph was not talking about the Kiddush of the Mincha, it was talking about the Kiddush of the Kaimitz. But still we see in Amud Beis, Rava surely had a tzad to say that to be Mekadosh the Mincha, the Kli has to be held. Rava tells us a Chiddush, Mekadosh Mincha b'Kli shagah b'karka, shekein masinu b'sidr b'zichin. You have to bring a ray from Sidr b'zichin that the din is that you could be Mekadosh Mincha even in a Kli shagah b'karka. What would be the tzad to say otherwise? Why should it have to be held b'yad? So for this, the Keren Ur says, L'cher, we have to say a different pshat. He says, in order for the Kli to have a din of a Kli Sharis, to have the status of a Kli Sharis to be Mekadosh the Mincha, it has to be Derech Tashmisha, that the Kli is being used right now the way it's normally used, And the way a kli is normally used is when it's being held in the person's hand. In other words, it's not the pshat that you would have to have the kli sharis held because an avodah is being done. Even in the havmin of Rava that the kli has to be held, it wouldn't have to be held by a kayin, according to the way the Karnar is explaining now, but it would have to be held in someone's hand, because if not, it doesn't have the status of a kli sharis. The maila of a kli sharis, that it could be mekadosh mincha, is only when it's being used derech tashmisha, only when someone's holding it, not when it's sitting on the floor. This is how the Karnar wants to explain the tzad to say why you need a kli sharis, which has the kiddush of the mincha. The maisa of this part of the Karnar seems to be very difficult, because of the kasha which the Biskrov asks over here. Biskrov also suggested this pshat. He wanted to say perhaps this is the reason why you need the kli sharis to be held both at the time of the kiddush of the mincha and at the time of the maisa kmitza. Perhaps it's because it's not considered a kli sharis unless it's being held by someone. And Biskrov asked the chari that cannot be the pshat, because if that was the pshat, how can we prove from silik bezichin and from sidr bezichin? Rava proved from silik bezichin that you could do a maisa kmitza even though the kli sharis is not being held by someone. Now she could be misalik the bezichin from the shulchan, which is al gabei karka. The silik bezichin is comparable to a maisek mitzah, and still works from the kli, which is al gabei karka, and sidr bezichin as well. The Gemara says that's a right that you could be mekadosh mincha b'kli shal gabei karka. Now she could be misalik the bezichin on the shulchan, which is on the karka. The chayr from here, you don't have a raya. Over here, the shulchan is definitely derech tashmisha, even though it's on the karka. That's the normal way the shulchan is used. It's not normally held up by a kayin. So there, obviously, the din will be that the shulchan can be mekadosh the bezichin, and the silik bezichin will work as well from the shulchan, because the shulchan that is derech tashmisha to be on the karka, Hashem can be a regular kli sharis. There, perhaps, the din will be that it has to be held by a kain, because otherwise, it's not derech tashmisha. From here, the Biskrov says, al karka, you cannot say like this pshat, which the Karnar is explaining. And if so, we'd be left off with a kasha, bishma as far as the kli being held, b'shas the kmitza or b'shas the matan kli, we explain that could be considered part of the avodah. Hashem came, what is the tzad to say that when you're mekadosh the mincha originally, as we see Rava didn't have such a tzad, that it wouldn't work if the kli is al gabei karka? If you don't say like the Karnar, then the question remains difficult. So there's a mahach to answer this kash over here. But really, we could say al derech the Karnar. The tzad to say why you would have to be mekadosh the mincha originally in a kli which is held, not in a kli which is al gabei karka, the pshat is because only when it's being held, then it's derech tashmisha. And the kash that we had on this Biskrov's kasha, if so, what's the right from Sidr Bezichin? There, when you're Mesadr Bezichin on the Shochan definitely is Derech Tashmisha when it's sitting Agav with the Karka. How could we bring a right from there to other Klisharis? So there's a Mahach to answer this Kasha, and that is, that Besim is really another Kasha over here that one can ask. The Sig over here is Mashmim that the Kiddush of the Levaina, when you're Mekadosh the Levaina, when you put it on the Shochan on Shabbos, the Levaina that goes along with the Lechem Aponim, the Mashmois of the Sig is that that's Neskadosh Aydei the Shulchan. The Shulchan is the Kli Sharis, which is Mekadosh it, and that's the Gemara's problem over here. The Shulchan is not being held by anyone, it's on the Karka. And the Kasha on that is that we do find a number of Rayas that was Mekadosh the Levaina is not the Shulchan, rather it's the Bezichin themselves. The Bezichin is the Kli Sharis, that's what's Mekadosh the Levaina. If so, the Gemara over here would be very difficult. What does the Gemara mean to say that the Levaina is Neskadosh on the Shulchan, even though the Shulchan is on the ground? The Levaina is Neskadosh in the Bezichin. So as soon as the Bezichin are filled up with the Levaina, at that time they're being held. How could Rava bring a raya from the Sidur Bezichin that it could be Mekadosh HaMincha and a Kli Shal Gabei Karka? So the Taras HaKadosh over here, he's bothered by this Kasha, and he says, Al Karcha, what you have to say is, that Enech Nami, the Bezichin, is what's Mekadosh the Levaina. However, it's not the moment that you put the Levaina into the Bezichin. It's only after the Bezichin is on the Shulchan, that's when the Bezichin has the ability to be Mekadosh the Levaina. Only when it's Mesoda on the Shulchan, together with the Lechem Aponim, then it becomes like one Mincha together with the Lechem, and that's when it's Neskadosh. And if so, the Gemara's right is very good. And the Gemara says, Mekadosh mincha b'klisha gabei karka, shekein matzinu b'sidr b'zichin. The Gemara means to bring a raya from the sidr b'zichin, that the Levaina is neskadosh in the b'zichin after the b'zichin are already placed on the shulchan. At that moment, the b'zichin are not being held by anyone. They're sitting on the shulchan, which is sitting on the ground, and still it's able to be mekadosh the Levaina. That's right, that a mincha could be neskadosh even with a klisha gabei karka. The Taras HaKadosh is medayik like his pshat from the Lashon of Rashi over here. And Divar Maschal Shekein Matzinu, he says Rashi has an Arichas Loshen. Rashi says Shemesadr HaLechem Shu Shirayim UBezichem Shu Koymetz Al HaShulchan. Rashi speaks about the Lechem and the Bezichin. And Taras HaKadosh is bothered by why does Rashi have to mention anything about the Lechem. So he explains Rashi is coming to answer this Kasha that L'chair the Levaina is Neskadosh in the Bezichin before they're placed on the Shulchan, and at that time they're held. He quotes Rashi on Daf Tzadik Vav Amud Aleph and Divar Maschal Vaiko Bezichin. Rashi of there is mevur that the Levaina is neskadosh in the bezichin If so, what's the Gemara's right that you can be Mekadosh Mincha B'Kli Shal Gavei Karka? So he answers with this teretz. He says Rashi's coming to explain that even though the Levain is Neskadosh in the Bezichin, where it's only after the Bezichin is placed on the Shulchan together with the Lechem, that time right the Bezichin is not being held, so the Gemara does have a good right that you can be Mekadosh Mincha even B'Kli Shal Gavei Karka. Now if this is true, then already we can understand the Keren Oira, the Kasha of the Biskrov would not be difficult. Now which the Biskrov asked, if the whole tzad to say that you need a kli to be held, b'shas the kiddush of the mincha, the whole tzad to say this is because otherwise it's not derech tashmisha, the kli is not being used normally, and therefore it cannot be mekadosh as a kli sharis can. If that was the havmin, then what's derived from the shochan? A shochan definitely is derech tashmisha, even though it's standing on the ground. The terrace is that it's not the shochan which is being mekadosh to levoina, it's the bezichin which is mekadosh levoina. The bezichin are kli sharis which is mekadosh levoina, and bezichin usually are held. It's a type of kli which is normal to be held by a person, not to be put down somewhere. So there also there should be a problem that it's not derech tashmisha from the fact that the bezichin could be mekadosh to levoina, even when it's on top of the shochan, it's not being held by someone. That's a right that the kli sharis could be mekadosh mincha, even when it's not being held by someone, even when it's not derech tashmisha. Akupam, this whole discussion as far as that which you need the kli sharis to be held, whether it's b'shas the k'mitza, b'shas the matan kli, or if there's half minute to say that you need b'shas the kiddush mincha, the kli to be held. But to get back to the need of machsheves pigel, so as we said, elachar is pasha, that even if you need someone to hold the kli, b'shas the kiddush of the mincha, the one who's holding the kli definitely cannot be mefagel, even the one who's being mekadosh the mincha also cannot be mefagel. The discussion of machsheves pigel would be either I did the kain who's holding the kli b'shas the k'mitza, or the kain who's holding the kli b'shas the matan kain mitzvah kli. In the Biskrov, however, and this is discussed at length in the Minchas of Ram over here, the Biskrov understood that surely the kain who's holding the kli b'shas the k'mitza, he definitely cannot be mefagel. The question is perhaps about the one who's holding the kli b'shas the matan kain mitzvah kli. The Minchas of Ram explains that the Biskrov held that even if an avodah would have to be done by a kain and would have to be done dafka b'yad yamin, even if it would be considered an avodah lagavi other dinim, however, as far as machsheves pigel, only the four avodahs have machsheves pigel, shechita, kabbalah, halacha, zrika, by mincha, the parallel avodahs, k'mitza, matan kli, halacha, and haktara, the one who's holding the kli b'shas the matan kli, even if it's an important avodah that has to be b'kain and yad yamin, but it's not one of the four avodahs, and therefore definitely will not have machsheves pigel. The Biskrov explains that which the Gemara says on Amud Aleph. Why does it not say in the Mishnah that Daf Beis that the Magbiya also could be Mefagel? And my answer is saying that Avodis Nokat. The Biskrov understands that Gemara is talking about the Kohen who is holding the Kli, B'shas the Matan Kohen Mitzvah Kli. And it explains the reason why he would be able to be Mefagel is Alderach, that which we see in Amud Beis, Rava says, the reason why the Kli has to be held B'yad, B'shas the Matan Kohen Mitzvah Kli, is because we learn from Dam. And the Biskrov says what we learn from Dam is not simply that just like by Dam, the kli is being held b'shas the kabbalah, so to over here b'shas the matan kain mitzvah kli, the kli has to be held b'yad. Rather, what we're learning is something much more than that. We're learning that there's actually an avodas kabbalah by mincha as well. You could have understood that the parallel to kabbalah sadam b'kli is matan kain mitzvah kli, but now that they're actually the same, by dam it's an avodas kabbalah, it's holding onto the kli and catching the dam. By mincha it's the ma'aseh of putting the kaimitz into a kli, it's not the ma'aseh of receiving the kaimitz in the kli. When Rava over here says, we learn kaimitz from dam, what Rava means to say is that what we're learning is, there's actually an avodas kabbalah by mincha as well, just like by dam. Just like by dam, there's an avodas kabbalah to catch the dam in the kli, so too by mincha as well, there's an avodah to hold the kli and receive the kaimitz which is being placed inside it. That's what has to be done by kain and biyad yamin, and for that reason you could be mefagel in it as well. Because that's an avodas kabbalah mamish, it's not a new avodah. If it would be a new avodah, other than the four ikar avodahs, you'd not have a makar that you could be mefagel in it. What Rav over here means to say is that it's actually an avodas kabbalah mamish. That's why the one who's holding the kli b'shas the matan kain mitzvah kli, he could be mefagel. He's doing an avodas kabbalah. This is how the Biskrov explains, and for this reason he says the one who's holding the kli b'shas the k'mitza, he cannot be mefagel, even though it's an avodah, it has to be done b'kain and b'yad yamin. It's not one of the four avodahs, and therefore there is no makar to say that he could be mefagel during that avodah. However, once again, as we mentioned earlier, in the Chedushim HaMiyuchasim, the Rashba, he's mevor not like this. He says, that which the Gemara says that the Magbiya could be mefagel, it's talking about both of them, both the Magbiya b'shas, the Matan Kaimitz B'Kli, and the Magbiya b'shas, the Maisa K'mitza, both of them can be mefagel. Now, continue on, after the Gemara brings that Rav had a suffix about Kiddush Kaimitz, whether you should learn from Mincha or from Dam, and he's pushing his suffix that you should learn from Dam, that the kli has to be held b'shas the kiddush kaimitz. The Gemara then continues. The Gemara asks if he learns mincha from them, why does he not learn also legab the din of kaimitz shechilku b'shnei kelim? Rava held the din is that if you mechalik the kaimitz to two parts and you mekadosh each half in a different kli, the kiddush works. And the Gemara asks imisa leilif midam. If Rava learns kaimitz from them, legabed the din that it has to be held b'shas the kiddush kaimitz, he should also learn kaimitz from them, legabed the din that you cannot divide it into two kelim. The Gemara b'Hamshach brings that by dam we learn from a pasuk which says v'tovel b'adom. B'adom is mashma shehi b'dam shir tefillin meikarei. It has to be the b'shas the kabbalah sadam ready. There was a shir at that time. And the Maaseh Gemara says the Rava was chayzer from that which he said originally by kaimitz. The Maaseh Rava holds by kaimitz as well. You can't divide it between two different kelim. The Rashi over here explains, what is the pshat in this din, shehi b'dam shir tefillin meikarei? Rashi in Dibur Maschol, b'dam mai, he gives an example of parim v'sirim hanisrafim. These are types of kabbalahs which have a number of azois. Most parim and sirim hanisrafim have 11, 7 in the kodesh lefnei ha-paroiches, and 4 more on the corners of the mizbech ha-pnimi. And Rashi says, if you mekabel the dam of two different kelim, in one kli you mekabel enough for 3 azois, and in one kli you mekabel enough for 4 azois, we learn from the pasuk that it's not a good Kabbalah. Rashi earlier on as well, in Dibur Maschol Leilif Midam, he gives examples of Dam Osher Metzayro, or Dam Parm V'sir Manisrafim. So the Karen over here discusses, why does Rashi discuss specifically these types of Karbonis? What about any regular carbon, if it's not Mekabal enough Dam to do the Matan Domim? So the Karen explains that most Karbonis, the din is Matana Achas Mem Ma'akevis. Only one Matana is Ma'akev. Oilo, Shlamim, Chatois, Achitainis, all of them, the din is, if only one matana gets onto the Mizbeach, that's already enough to be Mechaper. And therefore he says, Rashi did not want to explain this din over here, that you have to be Mechabal enough, Kdei Hazor. He didn't want to explain that he's talking about all these types of Kabonis, because all these types of Kabonis, all you need is one matana. And that one matana, there's a Mandomar in Tzvachim Dafpei, who holds that there is no Shir. Even the smallest amount of Dam, if it gets on the Mizbeach, it's enough to accomplish the Kapara. Therefore, Rashi did not want to say that din of over here is negeya by other karbonis. Rashi wanted to say that it's talking about karbonis, the din is that a number of matanis are ma'akev, like chatois ha'pnimiyos, they're all of the matanis are ma'akev, and Rashi's mevur, he had to have been mekabel in one kli enough to do 7 hazois. Kenar discusses this as well, and he says, l'chor, you should have to have enough to do 11 hazois, since all of the 11 are ma'akev, 7 on the pareches, and 4 of the kronis on mizbech ha'pnimi. Rashi's mashma that if you have 7 in one kli, that's enough. It's a separate discussion, but Al-Kopanim, Kanar says, for most Kabbanis, this din is not negeya, since even the slightest amount is enough to accomplish Kapara. The Ausch Rashi mentions Dam Osher Metzayr, that also needs a Hezbro over here. Kanar asks, Dam Osher Metzayr, was it different than any other Osham? All Osham is the din is that one Matan on the Mizbech is enough to accomplish Kapara, so too by Dam Osher Metzayr. Nifu Rashi is referring to is the Dam that has to be Niskabel, which is placed on Bein Yodi HaYemonis and Bein Ragli HaYemonis. The Kohen has to take from the Dam Osham and put it on specific places of the Metzora. The Kanara says those Matanis of Dam anyways have a separate Kabbalah. The Gemara at the beginning of the 5th parak of Zvachim says that the Osham Metzora had 2 separate Kabbalahs. One Kohen was Mekabel Bekli, the Dam which was going to be used to be put on the Mizbeach as a regular Osham. Another Kohen made a separate Kabbalah B'yad, he was Mekabel some of the Dam in his hand, and that Dam was used for Bein Yod HaYemonis, Bein Ragli HaYemonis. So Akupan, the question remains, what is Rashi trying to say over here? Where is it negated by Dam Asher Metzayr that all of the Dam has to be niskabel together, the din of Kadesh Dam Shir Tefillah Meikarei? In the Chiddush Shagriz over here, he explains that what Rashi is referring to is actually this Kabbalah of the Dam which was done B'yad, the Dam which is going to be used on Bein Yod HaYemonis, Bein Ragli HaYemonis, and what Rashi is trying to say over here is that on that Kabbalah Sadam also there's a din that all has to be niskabel together, even though that Kabbalah was not Bekli, it was B'yad. This girl stresses that Kabbalah is a different type of Kabbalah. It's not to be Mekadosh to them, since it was done B'yad. Obviously, no Kiddush Kli Sharis is being done with that Kabbalah. One can take a look in the Biskrov over there, but Akupam, that's how he explains B'das Rashi. Rashi is referring to the Kabbalah B'yad from the Dam which is going to be used for Bein Yod HaYemonis and Bein Ragli HaYemonis. Now, as far as this din of Shei B'dam Shir Tefillah Meikarei, there's an interesting Nidain, which is discussed in a number of Achrenim. The Karen over here talks about this. That is, what is the din if he was mekabel on 2 different kelim, each one pachos mikdei hazor, but afterwards he combined the 2 kelim? Is that good enough? And he discussed with Das Rambam, the Rambam talks about the Arush Tigmar's Mavur over here, that a kaimitz has the same din as dam. You cannot divide the kaimitz and put it into 2 different kelim. When the Rambam brings this din in Perek Yud Gimel Hochos Maiser Kabonis Halochi Yud Beis, the Rambam says as follows, And now the girsa that the Achronim had in the Lashon of the Rambam is Einei Kodesh v'choizer u'mekadesh. If he's mechalek and puts it into two different kelim, that's not mekadesh to koimitz. V'choizer u'mekadesh, afterwards he's mekadesh by putting it together in one kli. This is the girsa that all of the Achronim had. The Advaz, the Mishnah Melech on the side of the Rambam, this is how they were goyis. However, in the Rambam, Maduras Frankel, they bring on the side that Roiv Kisfayad did not have these words, choizer u'mekadesh. That's the way they print the Rambam without those words. Agapanim, according to the girsa which the Achronim had b'das Rambam, Rambam said Mefurish that if after you put the two halves into two different kelim, you then combine them into one kli, then it is niskadesh and the mincha is kosher. And the Chayim discussed what about by dam, wouldn't have the same din? If he was mekabel the dam in two different kelim, but each one pachos mikdayazo, can he combine it afterwards and be machshir the carbon? So many Achayim say b'das Rambam, the Karen Ur over here in Esugyo, Lar Samech in Hochus Meiser Karbonis Perakei Alochates, Levino Ezel, and that Rambam Meiser Karbonis Perakei Gimel. They say b'das Rambam, there's no svara to be mechalik between dam and kaimitz. The same way by kaimitz, Rambam says afterwards you can combine it and then it will be niskadish in the kli. So too by dam as well. If afterwards you combine it, it's niskadish and the carbon is kosher. The Karen Ur adds an important point that since it's only niskadish after you combine it, if it will be nishbach ala ritzvah before you combine it, if you mekabel on two different kelim, each one pachos mikdei azah. And before you had a chance to combine them, it was nishbach ala ritzvah, then it will be possible. Just like the din is that dam shenishbach al ritzvah directly from the tzavar of the behemoth, you can't put it into a kli afterwards, it's already nifsal with the psal of nishbach. So too over here as well, if it was only niskabel pachos mikdayazah, it did not yet have a kosher kabbalah, that will only happen when you combine it. If it's nishbach al ritzvah before you combine it, it's the same din as nishbach min tzavar and it will be possible. Now there are other achrenim, however, who differentiate between dam and kaimitz. The Mishnah Melech in Hukos Maisek Abonis Perek Dar Halachaches, and Reb Chaim al Rambam and Meisik Abonis Perek Yud Gimel Halacha Yud Beis, they say that the Rambam brings this din dafka by kaimitz. That's where the Rambam says you could combine the two halves and be mekadesh in one kli. But dam, however, which was niskabel in two different kelim, each one pachos mikdei azah, there the Rambam does not bring this din. There, even if you can combine it afterwards, it will not be kosher. What is the svar to be mechalik? Why should there be a chilik between kaimitz and dam? So Reb Chaim explains that by dam the din will be that it will be possible because it will be nifsal with the din of nishbach adam. He explains that by dam there's a din that Kabbalah has to be directly from the tzavra of the behemoth. We learn from the pasuk the dam me'apari kableno, Kabbalah has to be directly from the tzavra of the behemoth. If the dam is not niskadesh b'kli directly from the tzavra of the behemoth, it's possible, that's the psal of nishbach. By kaimitz, however, Reb Chaim says, although we do find the musik of nishbach, if the kaimitz falls to the floor after the ma'isa kmitza before he's mekadesh b'kli, then is that it's possible there is a psal nishbach. However, Reb Chaim explains that it's cholik b'yisayda, that's a different type of psal. By kaimitz, there is no din that the kaimitz has to go directly from his hand, the place where the ma'isa kmitza was done, directly to the kli where it's going to be niskadesh, because there is no pasuk which tells us where it has to be niskadesh from. Only by dam there's a din that has to be niskabel directly from the tzavar. By kaimitz, although there is a din of nishbach which says that if the kaimitz was put down someplace where it doesn't belong, you can't put it down on the floor or somewhere else, like in the kli choyel, there will be nifsal, but it's not the pshat that the kabbalah has to be directly from his hand. And therefore, as long as you put it down in a place where it's roi to be. Over here, you put half of the kaimitz into one kli, it was a kli sharis, a place where the kaimitz is roi to be. The other half you put in a different kli sharis. There is no psal nishbach, it's not like it's in a foreign place, a place where it doesn't belong. So afterwards, when you combine it, at that point there'll be niskadish, and there won't be any psal nishbach. Mashen came by dam. If the dam is not being niskadish in the kli directly from the tzavra of the behemoth, that also has a psal nishbach. So when you mekabel the dam in two different kelim, each one pachas mikdei azah, it's not a kosher kabbalah, it was not niskadish with this kabbalah. Afterwards, when you combine it, you want, and then it should be a kosher kabbalah, then it should be niskadish. It's not coming directly from the tzavra of the behemoth, that also has a psal nishbach. So although it was not put down in a place where it doesn't belong, it was niskabel in the kli sharis where it does belong, but still you're missing in the Kabbalah Kshira, it's not a kosher Kabbalah, because it's not being niskabel directly from the tzavra of the behemoth. This is the chilek which Reb Chaim says b'das Rambam, to differentiate between kaimitz and dam. By kaimitz the Rambam holds that you could combine it afterwards, Mashen came by dam. Bakapam, as we said, it's not so poshut b'chlal that Rambam says this din, even by kaimitz, it's telling the Gersois, and even if the Rambam does say this din by kaimitz, it's not poshut that he's being mechalik, that by dam the din is not true. Many achrayim understand b'das Rambam, that if the din is true by kaimitz and it's also true by dam, if however you go al derech the Mishnah Melech, that's why Reb Chaim understands that the Ram is mechalik between kaimitz and dam, this would be the hesber. The difference is in that which there's a fundamental chilek between the psal nishbach of dam and the psal nishbach of kaimitz.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maariv Kleimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.